A group of commercial energy users wants Duke Energy to waive fixed monthly fees during the coronavirus pandemic. Duke says it's willing to work with customers individually, but as WFAE's David Borax reports, Duke says the fees are needed to keep its power network running.
The Carolina Utility Customers Association, or CUCA, filed a petition with state regulators last month. The organization represents large manufacturers and other commercial customers. Many of these companies, as well as many small businesses, schools, and nonprofits, are shut down and not using much, if any, electricity. Kevin Martin is CUCA's executive director.
Duke Energy has basically chosen to operate as business as usual. Yes, they're not cutting off customers. And they're not billing for late payments because they recognize it's the right thing to do. But I feel they're ignoring the bigger picture, the unprecedented situation around them, and how it's impacting its customers.
Martin points to big insurers, which have given back millions of dollars in auto insurance premiums because customers are driving less. He says monthly minimum electricity fees can run to thousands of dollars for a large customer, hundreds of dollars for a small business. Duke Energy opposes the idea of waiving fixed monthly fees, saying a 3-month waiver would cost it nearly $28 million. Here's Duke's Meredith Archie.
Some have characterized this as kind of a windfall profit for us, and that simply isn't true. Now, more than ever, we have to provide reliable service to our customers, and this charge enables us to keep the system ready.
Duke is fighting the petition at the North Carolina Utilities Commission. Regulators have not scheduled a hearing on the request. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.